Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace.
Hello, everybody. Welcome
in an extraordinary
to place. Another What's on Your Mind
with the Stars and Stripes and the Eagle Fly.
Where we're unafraid to say we love America.
It's a big old land.
America first. What a controversial statement, right?
Happiness ain't out of
that crazy Donald Trump.
Yeah, how dare you?
America first. Wow.
Embrace your averageness.
Yeah. So arrogant. Don't get going on her now. I don't want to hear from Greta. How dare we be for America first? I'm Scott Hannon. Todd Mitchell is here. Kevin Flynn. We've got super producer Chris Larson and Daniel answering your calls. Time to find out what's on your mind this hour. And we touched on this yesterday, but I thought it'd be worth spending a little time on just to talk about what we think will happen after November. So I'll tell you what will happen in November. Significant firewall erected against the Biden administration. Okay, that's what's coming. And hopefully,
the number in the House I heard is 30 seats on the upside.
Yeah,
as many as.
Yeah, it should be more than that.
Really, you thinking?
Well, it should be.
I heard more like 20 upside, probably 30 in that neighborhood.
Yeah, I think the 20 is a slam dunk. But what I'm getting at is that just
wow. Yeah.
How many more signs do people need? Whatever. Okay.
Exactly.
So it's going to be what it's going to be, and then our immediate focus is going to be 2024 in the presidency. I almost think. You know, that's just inertia that, short of praying about it, it's let it play out. Meanwhile, let's affect what we can change immediately. For instance, I saw three states join this effort against Title 42 already. It's exactly what you got to do. You got to take the Biden administration to court. You got to fight on every front, everything they're trying to do to farmers, to energy, everything. Take them on until we have more levers of power in Congress, right?
I heard an interview with Tom Holman yesterday, who's been on our program a number of times, and he said he's got seven lawsuits so far that he's a part of with the southern border business.
That's what you got to do.
Unbelievable.
We should get Tom back on.
Yeah.
We almost should be doing a border segment every single day.
He's busy, that guy.
There are the masses are being waved in again, and they handle, of course, the voucher pack, and now I see they're just feel like everybody should have a phone paid for by the taxpayers. And by the way, you'll hear some happy talk like, well, the government doesn't pay for that, but these non-government organizations do. The Welcome Wagon, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is like Lutheran Social Services or, know, Red Cross, whatever. They call them NGOs. But guess where they get their money from? FEMA.
Yeah.
So it says you were laundering money to hand these things out. Anyway, Donald Trump stopped all of that dead in its tracks. So immediately after November, it's going to be, is Donald Trump the candidate or is he not? It's been a while since we asked this question. And so I'd like to spend some time on that question today. Will Donald Trump run? Should Donald Trump run? Who do you want to be the nominee? November's going to take care of itself. I mean, obviously, you've got to be smart about it, but November's going to take care of itself. Just is. By the way, I hope it takes care of Mitt Romney.
Yeah.
Lisa Murkowski. Susan Collins. It's just natural reaction to the fact that
Liz Cheney.
These people claim to be conservatives, and then, you know, that voting for Ketanji, Judge Jackson, just like, how do you say you're pro-life? How do you, well, she's qualified. Yes, she's qualified as shredding the Constitution. How are you for that? On the other hand, you need a majority. So I guess I'll take Susan Collins if it's Maine's flavor of a Republican. But boy, oh boy, talk about being out of touch. They're right there. But Donald Trump maneuvered all that shark-infested waters and still got things done.
My buddy lives out by Jackson Hole. He said Wyoming is done with Liz Cheney. So I think it depends on, like you said, their version of that. But good old red-blooded folks in Wyoming have said enough of this rhino. See ya. We'll see.
And that's why primaries
are
important.
There you go.
Sorts all that out.
True.
Exactly right. And by the way, I think challengers make the incumbent better, as we saw in North Dakota. By the way, Senator John Homan is going to join us today on the program. John Hinderaker will be here from the Center of the American Experiment. They're planning a big rally in St. Paul on April 23rd. We'll talk with him about that. We're going to meet another of the faces of the I Am Lignite campaign. Steve Sauter today from Interstate Power Systems will be here for a couple of minutes to tell us about that effort. But in the meantime, your calls, your questions, your comments. You want Donald Trump as the presidential nominee. You want him as the standard bearer for the party. Or, like Kevin is saying now, do you think he's going to take on a different role? That's what you're thinking. He's not going to be a candidate for president.
And let me be clear. It's not that I don't think he should run. If he wants to run, he should run. Absolutely should run. And I think if he does run, he'll be the horse to beat.
You're just handicapping this because you think he might not run.
I just don't. Yeah, I think that by the time we get there, he's going to enjoy the fact that he can be a kingmaker behind the scenes. And I think he realizes now, and this is my opinion, he can get a lot more done and actually accomplished when he's not, you know, getting constantly beat up and constantly attacked.
Do we want him as the nominee? Do we want him as the nominee?
Wouldn't bother me a bit. I mean, I just don't think that he is going to put himself and his family through it again. Maybe he is. Maybe I don't know. That's just my thought.
I disagree. I think he will.
Yeah, I mean, maybe he. You know,
I think he's I think he's incapable of not running.
Yeah, and, I kind of do too.
And I also think that when you do what you did in 4 years, everything you said you were going to do, people forget about that. And then see it being undone.
Yeah. No, I get it. Absolutely.
Methodically, brick by brick, undone.
Yeah.
Who wouldn't want to avenge that?
Well, he's see the party embracing anybody else like they embrace him?
Not until he decides.
That's
right.
It.
Yeah.
Right.
Everybody's waiting for him to decide.
Or whatever, and says, nope, not me, then sure. But
All right.
I just don't think we're there.
Answer the question. Will he, won't he? And who do you want on that line? Who do you want on that front? Here's how you can tell us the answer to that question. In some open phone time here today on the program. Call us at 701-258-0550. 258-0550. Text us at 237-1590. 701-237-1590. Or call 701-258-0550. James in Cavalier wants to answer the question. Hello, James.
Yes, Trump will 100% run after the midterms. After he sees that the country is swinging back the right direction, he'll 100% run. Anybody that knows this guy knows that he doesn't quit. He got beat down in the 80s. He lost his fortune. He started over. He built back. And he'll 100% run again. And rightfully so.
You want him in that job? You want him as the standard bearer of the party?
Definitely.
You want him as nominee? Yeah.
Yep, we need him as the fighter he was before more now than we needed him the first time.
I would agree. I mean, that I agree with. I mean, I do want to see the bull back in the China shop. Part of me really wants to see that again.
Yeah, and they spent all their ammunition on him. So this time,
I think
they're just going to bury their heads in the sand and say, let him do his thing. You know, they should have just let him win the first time because they would have been done with him in 8 years. But now they've
done
this for
12
years.
Yeah. Well, ticked him off.
You know what? There's some value in that because
you
think
poked the bear.
You look what the Democrats have done with power.
Right.
And Democrats are waking up to say, no, this isn't this is not my flavor. Right? Look at
the Democrats are turning more people onto Donald Trump now than Donald Trump is turning people onto himself.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Amen, brother.
Exactly right.
Spot on.
Thanks, James.
That's good.
All right,
great
thanks,
call. Galen, what's your vote? You're next on What's on Your Mind. Galen self-identifies as a deplorable, so I think I know the answer. But go ahead,
very
Galen.
Good.
Hi, thank you. I have a question. I listened to your show last night. I missed it in the morning. And were any delegates chosen or registered or their dues paid after Monday, March 28th, which was the registration deadline?
You know, that question was asked of Perry Schaefer, the convention chair, and his answer was no, the rules were followed. So we asked it again yesterday as well. I think the big question at the convention was, were they seated in time? But you're saying, you know, did any come after the deadline? I believe all those questions have been asked and answered, but you need to direct those to the Republican Party. I don't remember chapter and verse of the answers to those questions, Gary.
It's Article 7, Rule Number 3.
You have spent your time on the rules, so I'd go right to the party and get your question answered there, okay? Thanks, Galen. Flint, Scott, next to go when
we
come back.
Do you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Now you can pair Monster Power with Total Control, your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive trackers with the Auto Command CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Let's go to Norway. My name is Carol Juven. I have been in Norway 179 times, and I am inviting you to join us on tour in beautiful Norway for one of our five escorted beautiful tours of Norway. We will even assist you with your ties to Norway. If it is from Norway, we will find the family for you. The Best of Norway Tour, Scandinavia, Denmark, Sweden, and Norway. Norway Luxury Tour 1, Norway Luxury Tour number 2, and Southern Norway, the World War II exhibits. Enjoy hundreds of waterfalls and fjords, all settled in the beautiful mountains of Norway. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Call today 1-800-343-0093. Space is limited, 800-343-0093. Online at juventours.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Back on What's on Your Mind for you to tell us. It's as simple as a phone call, 258-0550, 258-0550. Who do you want as the presidential nominee? I see November from here. Republicans are going to take back the House for sure. God willing, the Senate as well. Major firewall against this insane runaway Biden administration that even independents in big numbers have said no thank you to. Democrats even are awakening to the fact that Biden's asleep. And then it's the presidential race. Who do you want there? Will Trump run? Should it be Trump? You tell us. 701-258-0550 today on the program. Brought to you by MyPillow. Thanks to Mike Lindell. A laser-like focus has been on election integrity, or more importantly, lack thereof. And isn't it amazing how one domino after another continues to fall on that front?
I just said that over the weekend.
Yeah, it's just amazing.
And it's taken over a year.
And we knew it would.
Oh, yeah.
We did. We knew it would. But that's what it takes to expose the rot and get a little disinfectant in there and going, which is why the big box stores canceled him. The shopping channels canceled him. Banks canceled him again and again.
Coming, they're all coming back now going, that guy in the pillow is right.
Yeah, good one. they're going to say Trump was right. They just are not, they're ill-equipped to say that. They won't do it. So here's the deal. Let's do this together and support Mike and all of the great products. All that have a money-back guarantee. You can use the things for 60 days. You don't like it, send it back. Get full refund. After 60 days, 10-year warranty. 60% off right now on the Giza Dream Sheets and the towels. Everything else 50% off. Free book, Mike Lindell's What Are the Odds? Crack Addict to CEO in your inbox with any purchase. What's not to love? MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott or call 800-506-9028. Scott in Bismarck. An answer to the question today. Question of the day. What's on your mind?
Oh, how you doing there? I think Trump will definitely run, and I think he will win with a DeSantis Trump DeSantis ticket. I think would be fantastic. What do you think?
Trump what?
Trump DeSantis.
Yeah,
I could absolutely see that.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what?
That would be good.
DeSantis is hard not to love. I'm a big Mike Pompeo fan too. You know, I think he's a harder sell because he's not flashy, right? But his credentials are just unbelievable.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
First in his class at West Point and just, you know, all the mess going on internationally. That's
foreign
probably,
affairs, yeah.
Probably the one weak spot of DeSantis, but that's why he'd be a good VP candidate, too,
right.
To you know, burnish up those chops. We've got a deep bench, no doubt about it, a very deep bench. So another Trump voter. Thank you, Scott. Clint and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Clint.
Good morning. We hear from the state of North Dakota they can't lower our property taxes. That's a county thing. The county on this very, or not this very program, but this very station, 550, last night, a city of Bismarck alderman claimed that because of state guidelines, they have to have this crazy citywide tax increase. Tomorrow night, fill the meeting hall, 601 South 26th, 5:15 p.m. Come and voice your opinion about the city raising taxes again and again and again. It is unrealized profits, just like the Biden administration is trying to do with stocks. They're going to raise your $200,000 house value to $350,000. When you're elderly and don't intend on selling it, what's that going to do to you? Fill the hall tomorrow night. And as far as your Trump, get Trump to go in one more time and plow the ground and have DeSantis follow him and seed the ground.
Ooh, good way to put it.
Yeah.
Clint, the best advice.
Public Works Building that you're talking about on 26th Street and 515 tomorrow is correct.
And, that's really good advice, Glenn. I think that's where our frustration should be channeled right now, to the local level. I mean, look, the story in the Fargo Forum yesterday saying, well, there's not litter boxes in the bathrooms, but, yeah, there are furries in the schools. There's just people on all fours. Like, we're supposed to take it as good news that the litter box thing was exaggerated. I mean, give me a break. You know, whether it's a school board meeting, a county commission meeting, the city commission meetings, you're absolutely right. And property taxes are from local government. Now, I'd like to know what they're blaming on the state here is saying, well, we've got to go up there. There is nobody, I'm telling you, at any level that should be raising taxes right now. They all got free money from the federal government, which is why we have inflation right now. Every level of government got free money they didn't need from the federal government.
That we didn't have. Okay.
And, by the way, it was because of Joe Biden and their ilk, they had to clean up the sins of blue cities, right? Blue states.
Oh, yeah.
So they couldn't put any strings on red states and red cities, so we got money we didn't need.
Yep.
All over the place to buy all kinds of ads that tell you to get a fifth and a sixth and a tenth booster, you know? And they keep running them, even though they tell us they're going to stop running them. You know, they have so much money they don't know what to do with it, so they run ads telling you, yes, trust me, the fourth booster, that'll do.
Well,
they got to
get the stuff used up.
But Clint, great advice, and let us know how it goes. Barry's on the road. Barry, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Barry,
hello?
Barry, are you there?
Yes.
Hello. Go ahead, Barry.
I just need to get something straight here. Ukraine had a comedian. Now he's turned into their president. And what do we got? We got a vice president and a president that have turned into comedians. Do I have this right?
I think you have it right, Barry. Yep.
Not making it up.
I wish I could laugh, though. It's far from funny. It's painful to watch.
Yes, it is, and I'm not the only one that feels this way. There's millions of other people out there just like me.
Speaking of Ukraine.
We know that.
What are we seeing on our screens with these mass graves? Is this not the hardest thing to watch?
Yeah.
People with hands tied behind their back, shot.
Well,
sounds like you got more to do, Barry. You go ahead and answer that call. It's so sad. It is so sad. Texter says, Kristi Noem and Ron DeSantis in any order.
Yeah.
Texter says,
that this morning.
It's election fraud that Mike is working on, not election integrity. True.
Yep.
You got to root out the fraud
so
it has integrity. I think we're both saying the same thing, but call it what it is. You're right. Texter says, I agree with Kevin on his opinions about Trump. I'd like to see him clean up this mess from the Oval Office, but if he can help in other ways, that would be great. Texter said, it's not the vote that counts, it's who counts the vote. Remember who said that? Fidel Castro.
Yes, he did.
Isn't that interesting? Texter says, I think it's time for some mean tweets again. I'd gladly take Trump back, but it would be better if he took a position like Secretary of State, Secretary of Defense, or VP. You think that would ever happen? I just don't.
No.
No.
Nope.
Not to mention, can you imagine being the president and have your feet beat Donald Trump?
No.
Oh, your Secretary of State. He's too big a personality for that. I don't think that would work. Lots of other texts, calls welcome. This or any topic today, what's on your mind? Got a great story for you on how North Dakota Bakken crude is replacing Russian oil. Stay tuned for that, too. Coming up on What's on Your Mind after this.
It's the biggest war in Europe since World War II. And Newsmax is covering it all. The lead host at another news network says America started this war and that we shouldn't help Ukraine. He's wrong. Newsmax supports Ukraine in this dangerous moment for freedom, and we're covering it around the clock with our top correspondents in Kyiv and around the globe. Newsmax is your trusted source. It represents your American values. Even President Trump says Newsmax is, quote, really good. So get the latest on Putin's war and the truth about Joe Biden tonight, starting with Sean Spicer and Lindsey Keith on Spicer & Company. Millions are tuning in to watch Spicer & Company. Find Newsmax on every major cable system and streaming platform. Download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone right now to watch. And make sure you get breaking news from Newsmax.com. Newsmax.com. Breaking news 24/7. I made the switch to Newsmax. You should too. Start watching today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
College basketball season has officially come to an end as Kansas defeated North Carolina 72-69 to win their second national title under head coach Bill Self.
I'm so happy and thrilled for our guys and our school and our fan base. It was a
so special.
Ukraine President Zelensky has pledged to reveal allegations of war crimes against Russian forces in occupied regions of his country. Zelensky said more than 300 people were killed and tortured in the town of Bucha, a suburb near the capital of Kyiv, reflecting on what he describes as a hard and emotional day after visiting the area. Russia denies the allegations. Ketanji Brown Jackson's Supreme Court nomination will be sent to the Senate for a full vote, despite an 11-11 tie in the Senate Judiciary Committee on Monday. Jackson's confirmation is all but a sure thing, as Republicans don't have the numbers to block a Supreme Court nominee that does not know what a woman is because she's not a biologist. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Quality Pros, or H.A. Thompson and Sons. There are a lot of options. There really are. Just like you can, you can drive a tin can for a car, or you can drive a Mercedes-Benz. The same is true in indoor air quality. For your home, for your business, and the pros, the folks that say, hey, this is what is working. We put these in long-term care facilities. We put these in schools. Here's a version of that for your home, for your business. They've been doing this really since 1908. The quality's been there since 1908. Plumbing, heating, air conditioning, mechanical contractor services all across the region. But they have become the indoor air quality go-to source for the major, major facilities all across. And it's saving lives. It is working. So go to hatandsons.com or give them a call at H.A. Thompson and Sons, 701-223-3393, and say, I just want to protect the home, protect the business for the long haul. They can help. All right, rapid fire on the calls here today. Let's see who's next. John at Fergus Falls, take it away. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
The furries. Schools are for kids, not for animals.
Come on.
Thank you.
What?
Yeah.
You're gonna offend John. You realize you're offending someone that chooses to identify as someone who prefers to be on all fours.
You
realize
clearly don't understand the struggle.
No, I don't.
This is
you can identify however you want, but you can't go to school here.
My dad would have driven me to the state hospital in Brainerd had I pushed that kind of an issue. Here.
We used to have one here.
come on.
But do you really think they're identifying as furries? I think they're saying, hey, help me.
Yes.
Call for help. It is, in the name of not wanting to offend someone, then we just sort of let it go like, okay, well, it's real. It's John Lee, we asked him about this because a grandmother called one day and said, do you know this is going on? And we called John Lee, who is very responsive to us as a member of the Bismarck School Board, unlike the administration, unfortunately, at the Bismarck school system. And he said, it's happening. He said, my response is, and I want administrators and others to pass this on to the kids, is that if they identify as a dog or identify as a cat, that, the parents are called in and the students are called in and told, we educate kids, children. So if you choose to identify as something else, you're going to have to find another place to be educated. That would clean up the public school system. That level of mentality, simple clarity, would do more to fix things than anything possibly could. But it takes some guts, and this is why this is happening. This is real. This isn't just Bismarck, as he pointed out, in about every school system now, other than, I would imagine, a few smaller common-sense schools throughout North and South Dakota and Minnesota. But the bigger schools, it's real and it's happening. There are newspaper stories, John, I don't know if you've seen this, about this issue, saying, well, yeah, kids are identifying as furries, but this story about litter boxes, that isn't true. And we're supposed to take that like good news. It's just incredible. You said it well. Schools are for kids, not for four-legged critters. Thank you, John. Appreciate it.
You know what we should do is we should get my friend John Abzey, who's the Utah Jazz Bear, and see if he has any, you know,
there you
need
go.
To go raid picnic baskets for honey, you know, when he wears his Utah Jazz Bear suit. Because that's what these furries look like. They look like a bunch of mascots. It looks like the Grand Hill ad sitting around with all the college basketball mascots.
That is so good.
It is so
good. How about the Nissan ad with all of them in the car?
In the car.
Oh.
That's what a furry looks like. These kids are wearing.
Good ads. What a basketball game last night, too.
Oh,
holy buckets. What, the lead changed like six times?
Yeah. Well, I almost went to bed at halftime.
I did, too. I did, too.
I thought I'll just watch.
And
Kansas
I didn't even watch the beginning of the second half, and all of a sudden I'm like, what? It's a five-point game?
Yep.
And then, wow, incredible.
Coaches talk about halftime all the time, how teams react at halftime, whether they get up for more than they were in the first half. That was a great example.
Well, Bill Self earned his pay.
Oh, my God.
And that one halftime speech, because whatever he said, wow.
And you think, was it McCullough? David McCormick? Think that kid's going to sign an NBA deal?
Oof.
Oh, man.
There's a lot of horses on that court last night. They're going to be signing NBA deals. Wow. That's some talent. Jason on the road. You're next on What's On Your Mind. Tell us, Jason.
Yes, sir. I'm a Trump guy. Anybody with any common sense in this country, why would you vote for Joe Biden? First of all, now he's a truck driver, I understand. And second of all, how come...
Wait a minute. What? Stop a second there. What do you mean now he's a truck driver?
Oh, I had a speech yesterday. Didn't you hear him? He got a CDL. He's a truck driver. He wants to go. That's another story, according to him. If you listened to Mark Levin last night, he had it right on there.
Oh, yeah, we got it right there.
I used to drive a truck. It's a long story. Anyway.
I used to drive
it's getting hard. And I thought I was going to get to drive one of these suckers today. But anyway, it's another story, too.
Another one of my fables. Another one of my fictional unbelievable.
I don't even know if he's coming or going. Second of all, he talks about these sanctions. How come nobody asked him about the 26 he didn't sanction, one of them giving the money to his kid? Huh, isn't that kind of funny? I can't believe this country is letting this guy sell us out like this. I mean, anybody with any common sense ought to know that when China and them get done using all these guys, they're going to do exactly what Putin's doing to the Ukrainians. That's exactly what mobbed of the people, and they don't need them anymore. I mean, how dumb can you be?
Well, I don't think this country's falling for it. I don't think they're falling for it. I mean, I think the polls prove that. That's why this thing's in total free fall. We just got to survive in November.
We got to get in there because these people are going to wreck this country. It's going to be like Trump said. It's going to be so far gone. You're not going to be able to bring her back. It's going to be just like a pivot point, and we're on that way.
Which is why the firewall's got to go up where we live. Channel that energy right there into something we can't single-handedly hear.
Carry water for the whole country.
Right. I mean, right. We vote bright red. Western Minnesota, North and South Dakota.
That's right.
So, we've got it figured out. So we better put firewalls up against furries and runaway spending here and tax increase everything else here.
And men swimming in the ladies' pool. Can we
tell
them about that?
You want Trump to be the? You want Trump to come back as the candidate, Jason?
Yes, I do. And I also would like to see DeSantis or Mike Pompeo. I agree with you. There's a man with intelligence. All of them guys would be great.
Appreciate the vote today. We don't have a lot. A few texters are against Trump, but the callers have all been on the Trump train. Jason and Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go.
Yeah, I think Trump is going to run again. And I don't think DeSantis or Kristi Noem should run with them. Because you take them out of their states, what's going to happen to their states? You're not going to find another DeSantis to run in Florida. It's not going to happen. No matter how hard you try, it's not going to happen. You're not going to find another Christy home to run in South Dakota. You cannot take those people out of their state.
Interesting point. Jason, thank you. Appreciate that. Randy in Jamestown, let's get you in here. Go ahead, Randy.
Hey, good to see you again, Scott. Nice seeing you Saturday. That was a great convention. But I was just thinking on the furry issue, you know, I think I identify as a seeing eye dog, so I can kind of go anywhere I want to, and dogs don't pay taxes. But we got to get this on the ballot where furries can vote, so that way I can vote for Trump. We'll throw in DeSantis. I like him. Secretary of State, Pompeo, yeah, that's good. Christy Noem. Anyway, yeah, rough, you know. That's it.
Interesting, yeah.
Who's a good boy?
I wish I
Who's going to vote for Trump?
I wish
Who's
I could,
a good boy?
I wish I could think Randy's scenario there is far-fetched, you know. But
I know. It's that.
I'm not so sure.
Yeah. Throw me a bone, Scott. Throw me a bone.
Thank you, Randy. Appreciate it. Texter says DeSantis Noem should be our ticket. Another says I've wanted to be a kingmaker since I was a sophomore in high school. It's more fun to get multiple people elected than be restricted to one office. Well, the drawing power of Trump.
Yeah.
And the rallies and what he could do is, you know, knows no bounds.
See, I look at a guy like DeSantis, and I see all of that and not any of the things that the left got just head exploding with Trump. You know, I mean, DeSantis just doesn't put up with any BS. He doesn't, it's this way, this is what we're doing, boom, we're not doing that, the answer is no. But he doesn't, you know, he doesn't have that personality that gives the left so much ammunition against a guy.
Here's a different take from a texter. Trump won't run because he knows DeSantis will beat him in the primary.
No, I don't think so. I don't think
none of the candidates that would be likely presidential timber vie for the Republican nomination are going to cross Trump. They aren't going to do it.
No. Yeah, that's
Mitt Romney might.
Yep.
But, you know, I wouldn't vote for him anymore. I'd vote for Joe Biden for re-election.
Well, Trump still represents that anti-swamp, drain the swamp. I mean, the MAGA movement is not dead by any means. You know, I think it may be stronger than ever.
All right, 2580550 to get your vote in here, and text us too, 237-1590. I saw this story that I wanted to pass along. There was a conference yesterday. The American Fuel and Petrochemical Manufacturers gathered. And they're saying U.S. Atlantic Coast refiners could help ensure crude supply availability and ease regional gasoline and diesel prices by replacing lost Russian oil barrels with Bakken crude. The potential restart of the St. Croix refinery in the U.S. Virgin Islands could also improve refined product availability in the East Coast market. Right now, my understanding is, today, there are more Bakken barrels moving via rail to U.S. refiners, just Bakken barrels of oil on rail to U.S. refiners that previously used Russian crude. Today, that is happening.
Mm-hmm.
So, this gathering of industry professionals talking about how Bakken crude could do this, they're exactly right. And it is happening right now. Can you imagine if you had Donald Trump as president? And Putin was doing what Putin was doing, and you would be able to say, all right, here's the deal. Here's what we've got for output of oil right now. Here's where we need it to be in 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, a year. We have it. We've got this.
Mm-hmm.
So, and let's, every time we increase that output, you decrease Russian oil.
Okay, well, that makes way too much sense, and
it's just sad.
You've
got the Biden administration fighting this.
Yeah,
a solution, which by the way would enhance their political situation immensely, because they could take credit for it, for unleashing this. But guess what?
Trump already did it.
that goes at odds with all their climate action religion.
And their anti-Trump BS.
Where their grip is.
They can't do what he did.
Their real motives are being exposed.
Stratacorp wants you. Come build a solid future with the good folks at Stratacorp. Hiring events are happening Wednesday, April 13th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Grand Forks, 1600 North 48th Street, West Fargo, 210 12th Avenue Northwest, and Mandan, 1105 40th Avenue Southeast. On-site interviews are happening. Find out about $2,500 sign-on bonus for ReadyMix drivers, too. The Stratacorp hiring event, Grand Forks, West Fargo, and Mandan, 11 a.m. to 2, Wednesday, April 13th. Don't miss it. Your future starts now with Stratacorp. MetroServe USA says, come on in, have a cup of coffee with us, or a cappuccino, or a fountain pop, any size, 49 cents. MetroServe USA, big bag of the Old Trapper beef jerky, $12.99, salted nut rolls, 3 for $2, liquid ice energy drink, 16-ounce size, 2 for $3.50, and a big 28-pack of water is just $3.99. Don't forget those tie-dye hoodies, too. Buy one, get one free. MetroServe USA, helping America feel better. Tell them Scott sent you. There's very few things that are certain in this world, but if you spend more time in a sauna or hot tub, you will be better for it, above the water, below the water.
That's right, and both increase your circulation, and when that's happening, good things are happening. Heat transfers in the body, heat proteins, and we could talk on and on and on, but you're better, like you said, below the water, above the water, and beyond the water.
Finley Osaunas, hot spring spas, hurry. Call 844-200-7727, online at hotspringspasandpooltables2.com.
Reveille, wake up, stand up, let's elevate America. Join me at ndflagpoleguy.com and our patriots in raising America to a level of excellence. Strength through peace and love will be our creed. Let us return to the basics of what has made our country great. Accountability to a creator, ourselves, and those in our lives is vitally important to a civil, free country. I'm Jim, I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and thank you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Who's hungry today? PetroServe USA is the spot. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, whether it's grabbing a quick salted nut roll, 3 for $2, or some home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. Yeah, that's what's got my vote. How about some meatloaf today? Meatloaf sound good? They've got it in Harwood, the PetroServe USA location there off I-29, 12th and I-29, pulled pork, Valley City, hot beef sandwich or chicken pot pie today. Some meatloaf, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, or some chicken tenders with mac and cheese as a side.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, the sides of the best.
Now you're ringing my bell.
Beef tips in Glendon, orange chicken in Yulin, tater tot hot dish on NP Avenue, PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. So we're meeting some of the faces of the I Am Lignite campaign, who have become the faces of this industry. Steve Sauter is one of those from Interstate Power Systems. Steve, how you doing today?
I'm doing great today. How about yourself?
Doing wonderful. What is Interstate Power Systems?
Interstate Power Systems is a distributor of the MTU, Detroit Diesel, Ellison Transmission Line, along with LeBaire Construction Mining Equipment, and we're a full service support company within 32 locations in the upper Midwest.
Great example of a company very integral to, obviously, the success of mining operations. Go hand in glove, got to have that equipment, the right equipment, and keep it rolling. So this is, that dollar spins so many places through the economy. It's pretty amazing. So obviously, an important part of what the Lignite campaign is all about, and you are Lignite. So talk a little bit about how you have conversations with people about the Lignite industry.
Well, first of all, usually when I talk to people outside of the industry and the topic of energy comes up, we usually start focusing on, do they understand where it comes from, how it's made, and even what they pay for it. And a lot of it is educating them on the understanding of base load power and the reliability of power and not to take it for granted. And getting into the Lignite side of it, showing the history of Lignite and where we're mining and some of the reclamation and the stewards to the land, because that's kind of the misconception. People think they're just putting smoke in the air and tearing up the earth, but they put it back a lot better than they found it. All the mines are just amazing stewards to the land, and educating them on baseload power, how we need power 24 hours a day, not just when the sun shines and when the wind's blowing. And that really opens their eyes, but that's kind of my approach on it is, do they understand where they're getting it from and why it's so critical to have baseload power?
And the I Am Lignite campaign kind of puts you out front on that. If folks mentioned to you about, hey, saw you part of the campaign, did that spark more conversations?
It did. It actually did a lot. A lot of people, our headquarters is actually in Bloomington, Minnesota, so a lot of counterparts I work with, our corporate office and stuff, that may know the industry but didn't know as much about it. The video was shared on LinkedIn and Facebook and stuff, and have a lot of friends from different areas of the country. And yeah, I definitely got a lot of text messages and a little more questions about it. So I think it was I know it was a great campaign. It definitely sparked a lot of questions for me personally, I guess.
What do you think the future holds for the Lignite industry?
I think it's going to be a booming future. I mean, I'm an internal optimist, but just the way the Lignite industry is so innovative, and getting to work within it, you see the effort getting put into making it better, they've never stopped doing that. They've always been so committed to being the best in the world at mining coal and generating power with the Lignite coal in our area. The technology just keeps getting better, and utilizing Lignite and different rare earth metals, I see a great future.
So when you talk about that bright future, what's the most interesting trend in all of that that gives you that enthusiasm?
I think a lot of things that have been happening have kind of made that a little bit more in the front of people's minds, where our power is coming from as we become more reliant on it. Anything from electric cars to electric lawnmowers, everything's electric, and it's making people a little bit more aware of, man, where does this come from, and Are we doing the right things? And Lignite has to be a part of that. And that's why I'm excited about it, because the more people pay attention to it and the more people that realize how important it is to our day-to-day lives, I think the investment's going to be there. And if we can invest in a great process already and make it even better, that's why I think the future's going to be great.
Any practical advice you'd give to younger folks looking at the Lignite industry?
We're always going to need power. It's been an industry that's been a big part of North Dakota, Lignite industry, for many, many years, and it's going to continue to be that. I think go into it with an open mindset. There is a lot more to the Lignite industry than just working at a mine or a power plant, too. I mean, we're a great example of that at Interstate Power Systems. We're always looking for great technicians, great generator technicians, great parts people, and we're just one industry that supports it. There's many industries that support it, that support Lignite. So go on with an open mind and follow your passion to it, because maybe not working at the power plant is something you want. Maybe it is, but if it isn't, that doesn't mean you can't support the Lignite industry in different ways.
Steve Sauter from Interstate Power Systems. I Am Lignite, part of that great campaign. Great chatting with you today, Steve.
Oh. Hey, thanks, Scott.
Love that. And you know what? We cannot take this for granted. He's got a great message there. He really does. So don't forget that. Don't have those conversations with your neighbors and friends and family members and whatever. This is a climate action agenda is everywhere, and it's not rooted in reality.
None.
So the conversations that come from people that live it, breathe it, whose livelihoods depend on it, are really important. So glad Steve does that, and hope he has some reinforcements for sure. What's on your mind? Brought to you today by our friends at the University of Mary. They've been helping working adults elevate their careers and finish their degrees for over 60 years. They value the students' prior education and life experience, giving credits for the areas in which you're already proficient. Courses online in the evenings. You choose the best way you learn while you continue to work and fulfill everything else life brings. An education that's affordable and flexible from the University of Mary. Remember to use the promo code SCOTT to waive the application fee at online.umary.edu.
It's Scott Hinton. You're so excited to tell you about in this time of crazy upheaval and open borders and spending gone crazy and mandates and lockdowns and inflation. There's something we can do. We can buy from a company that believes what you and I believe. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the very same towers as all of the major carriers. And they have plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer support. Patriot Mobile shares your values. They support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, the sanctity of life, veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. PatriotMobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT right now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartprop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.